was hugely important. As you know, the West Northwest has one of the biggest cancer populations in the country. The incidence of cancer here is very high. And we have challenges in delivering care because of the geographic dispersion and, you know, the fact that the cancer program is in competition with the emergency program in our cancer center here at Galway University Hospital. So, you know, part of this process is for us to allow a very clear light to be shone on the program so that we can get accredited to the highest standards internationally. And the OECI provides us with that opportunity.
There's always going to be a slight dichotomy in as much as people will want local services, and indeed there are satellite services provided in Letterkenny, in Sligo and elsewhere. But by the same token, the argument from government is that you have to have dedicated centres of excellence. And if you want excellence, if you want the best in treatment, you're going to have to travel. And part of your job, I suppose, really is to try and marry those two to get the right balance between the satellite service in the areas like Letterkenny and the acute and the expertise that's based in Galway.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And what's really interesting about this program is that we're being accredited as a network. So the network involves the satellite centres in Letterkenny, Sligo, Castlebar, Portiuncula, and here in the Cancer Centre in Galway. And our vision for the delivery of cancer care is that the patient gets care as close to home as possible. But the cancer journey involves being seen by a multidisciplinary team. And then the program at the beginning needs to be planned carefully. The vision is that the cancer surgery is delivered in the cancer center, but the systemic therapy is given as close to home as possible. So chemotherapy, et cetera, would be given right out across the network. But the critical thing for that is that people get access appropriately and get treated on time in a fit-for-purpose program. And the OECI shines a light on that and allows us to be accredited to an international standard.
There is a long-term plan to develop a new cancer centre in Galway, both in terms of elective surgery and also in terms of emergency treatment and emergency reception where necessary. Where are we in terms of making that plan a reality?
Well, the Capital Board has been formed, so that the vision now is to create the Model 4 hospital with the cancer centre at the heart of that, so that we can deliver elective care in the new elective hospital on the Merlin Park campus, and the University Hospital campus will house the cancer centre as well as the emergency programme with complex care involved. And to do that, we need a Model 4 hospital that's being developed as part of the capital plan at the moment, and we're hoping that we can move that on at pace now.
And obviously anyone who regularly attends Galway will be asking the question, I'm sure, at this point, how are we going to take care of infrastructure? How are we going to take care of things like parking? How are we going to ensure that we have good access into the area? Because as you don't need to be told, sometimes getting access into Galway University Hospital is not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Yeah, that's why the model for new Model 4 Hospital is absolutely at the top of the agenda at the moment. And, you know, in developing that, we will be taking account of not only the clinical services, but also other things such as parking and access, etc. But I think the one thing that's very clear from the cancer point of view is that you need a comprehensive network and you need a functional cancer centre with all aspects of the programme working so that you can get personalised access to high quality care. And the OECI process, which is a peer review program, allows us to be seen like that, and the care that we give needs to be to the highest international standard, and I think this accreditation process would allow that to happen.